But right now, I will share my dream from last night. Hopefully, I can go to therapy this week. This is getting ridiculous. So I'm in Boston walking along the street in Somerville, and I pass this guy on the sidewalk with his hands crammed into a long overcoat, wearing a little cap and muttering to himself. Oh, my God, it's me. Only it's me 15 years ago. I stop and say, sorry, but don't I know you, man? And he looks up at me. He looks up at me and he says, what the f***, man? Get your hands off me, douchebag. I say, but it's me, man. You, 15 years from now. He says, what, I owe you money or something? Because I don't have it, man. I say, come on, dude. Let me buy you lunch. He studies my face for a minute and says, so you're me 15 years from now, huh? Well, at least you're not fat. I couldn't take that, man. So we're having lunch in between bites of cheesecake. He says, so I make it past 40, huh? That means nobody kills me. I don't kill myself. I say, look, things are okay, man. I've got a beautiful wife and a radio show that's on nationwide. He says, what do you want, a medal? You come here to rub that crap in my face? Who sent you here? Who are you working for? I don't have your money, okay? I say, dude, calm down. I just want to tell you that things are sort of, you know, they sort of work out. All right? I even stopped drinking. He says, yeah, I can tell. You're really boring. So this radio thing, what are you, like the wacky morning zoo guy? I say, yeah, I'm on the morning smartass, but it's on this new liberal talk radio network. We're working hard to stick it to President Bush. He says, you mean that dude who puked on the Japanese prime minister that time? That Bush? I say, no, man, his son, Junior Bush, and it's his second term, total nightmare. He says, dude, you're killing me. George Bush Jr. is president, and you're not drinking? Wow. I say, yeah, it's a weird time. Sometimes I miss being you. He says, you still listen to AC/DC? I say, hey, man, I'm not dead. So me and my former self got in my rented Toyota Camry, and we drove around Boston all night listening to Back in Black. Sweet. I woke up, and my bed was filled with home fries.
Oh, right.
I did that.